WEGU1071.
Hey.
Hi, it's Rick and Rose with Radio Zero.
And this microphone, man, I cannot get it to, I'm going to have to hunch over to talk into it. So today is a special day. I have a little clip here to play for you.
Is it going to be the Johnny Carson one again?
No. I seriously thought about bringing it, but I don't think I have it this time.
And now you're going to start it, and it's going to be that.
Okay, so hold on. I'm going to play this for you.
This is Radio Zero from Underground Champagne.
Underneath Champagne.
Underneath Champagne.
We're in our basement.
That's right. And so are you.
What were we talking about before we were so rudely interrupted?
We should introduce ourselves.
I'm Rick.
I'm Rose. We should introduce the whole concept of Radio Zero.
Okay.
Before we ramble on for hours about movies.
Like, yeah, actually, you know, that would be good for me because I need to be a little more clear on the concept, so why don't you tell me what it is?
Well, what your idea originally was that we were going to start a radio station, right?
I guess. Was it my idea?
I think so.
Oh, okay. It was
I don't
my
think
idea.
I could come up with such a harebrained scheme.
Hair-drained scream?
Yeah, you see?
Yeah.
Harebrained scheme.
I don't know. We listen to a lot of talk radio. Because
basically we're sick of music.
Yeah. And then we started thinking, well, everybody should have their own talk radio station because everybody we know talks a lot, rambles on about their lives.
And we find it really interesting.
Yeah. So this is just meant to be a kick in the pants. So we figure that if we just sit here and talk for a long time and other people hear it, maybe they'll go, you know, if those boneheads could sit here and spend an hour once in a while and put it up on a website and expect people to listen to it, hey, maybe I can do that too. And then all of a sudden there'll be about 100,000 people. Rambling on and on with their own little radio stations, and then maybe something interesting will happen. So that's what we're doing.
That's just right. Beautiful. What was that?
That was episode 2. Today is episode 100.
Woo! We should have like a little ding there. Ding!
That was from episode 2. I had episode 1, but it was even more boring than that. But
how could it have been more boring than that? We were talking like this.
That's true, but that was because we were in our house. I think we were really relaxed.
like drunk?
But that was from 1998.
Oh, my goodness. Were any of you born then? 244-1071, if you were born before 98?
217.
244-1071. So, yeah, we started this show in our basement.
I pretty much described podcasting, right?
Oh yeah, you're a visionary. You're the
original once again,
podcaster,
and getting absolutely no credit for it.
I'm giving you credit for it right now. Thank you. You know what though? Does the podcast have something to do with iPod?
Yeah, actually, podcasting I guess is when you subscribe to a webcast or sort of.
And you've even crossed over to the dark side now. You don't even have an iPod anymore. You have some kind of scary.
No, because iPods are. I mean, I like the iPod. I like the design of it, but there was a problem.
Well, yours. You know what I need? I need one that plays the radio now too, because this radio station has better music than I have.
Hey, you're on the air. Don't swear.
It's really beautiful.
It's too loud.
It sounds like me almost. It's really nice. Here, take this.
All right.
This is good. What is it? I like this.
Okay, Lord and Master.
Is it the Lord and Master?
I'm pretty sure.
Wow, that's his music?
No, I don't think it's the Lord and Master playing.
It would be really cool if it was. Somebody's instant messaging me.
All right. Thank you, Lord and Master.
What's the Buffalo Bills song called? The one that's like about him well. You have the wrong radio show, 05 for life, sorry. Anybody else want to instant message us? WPGU 1071.
Oh, we got an error 85 on this CD, Rose, in the machine.
Oh, no. I wanted to play Turtles Have Short Legs.
You've played it before.
Play it again, though. I played the other thing. Try it again. Error 85.
Yeah, the famous error 85. Look at that.
Oh, that's no fair.
So, yeah, you know, like Adam Curry.
I'm really depressed.
He's like Mr.
Now.
Podcast. But you know what? We were podcasting. I think we were podcasting before Adam Curry.
Okay.
But he actually wrote the iPod or software, apparently. So I guess we're not really podcasting. We were just web broadcasting. But the basic, you know, I heard a radio thing about podcasting, and basically it was about how it's a bunch of people sitting in their houses talking into microphones, and like 10 people listen to the program. And that sounded like our program to
me. It sounds like it now, too. Somebody's answering 05 for life, saying that it is heads up, seven up, because when it's time for students to look up and uncover their eyes, you say heads up, seven up. I think, is that an answer to 05 for life's What's the Buffalo Bills song called?
I don't know.
I hope so.
I have no idea. Buffalo Bills, that's...
I'm getting a
sporting team.
I'm getting a lot of instant messages now all of a sudden. My whole screen is... It's like I clicked on a porn site or something. You know when you do that and like all of a sudden...
Hey, you're on the air.
8,000 windows that come up.
Don't swear. Hello?
Hey.
Hey. Who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
How's it going?
Good.
Good. Who is this?
How's your neck?
Fine. My neck is fine.
This is a girl.
What?
This is a girl.
Okay. Well, hi, girl. Hey, girl. What were you complaining about your neck? Did your neck get hurt or something yesterday at the show?
No.
Well, this is cryptic.
It is cryptic.
So what's going on,
It actually sounds like the kind of thing where somebody gets a phone call, like, on the radio. It's like the DJ gets a phone call in the middle of the night, and someone asks, how's your neck? And then the DJ knows that someone's been staring in their windows at their house.
I just look behind me.
It's like, what is that song?
What's
movie
up,
called?
Big girl?
I need you to give me a ride in an hour.
Huh?
I need you to give me a ride in an
See,
hour.
See, you know what? Do you understand what it is yet?
No, I don't.
I think it's like a, I think it's part of the choose your own adventure.
Have you heard about the dance?
No, what dance?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
Oh, I know what it is now. Oh, man, this is amazing. You know what this is?
No, what?
This is...
this is really cool, whatever
it's
it is.
Clips. I'm like, I recognize this voice.
I don't feel very good.
It's just tape. It's Napoleon Dynamite.
That's right.
Oh,
man. That took me like an hour to get.
Well done, well done. Yeah. It's on ebombsworld.com.
Do you see all these windows?
Yeah.
Look at this one.
You're getting a lot of internet.
Radio Zero is the most beautiful thing in the
world. Which is weird
and
because...
I'm not sick of music, but you know what? When
these
you
people
heard us,
should be calling.
Wait, hold on.
Why when are you, they internet?
Yeah,
IMing
you should call
you.
Us, 244-1071. When you heard us say we were sick of music, that was like in 1998. That little clip you heard was from the second Radio Zero. We're not sick of music. They want us to sing a few lines from something together. You want to sing something?
Who's on the phone here?
Oh, this is Santanyu.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Santanyu.
I recognized your voice.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow, this is Santanyu, the lead singer and guitarist from Triple Whip, one of the greatest bands in the world that is also from this town, right?
Yep.
You want me to talk more into the microphone? And who also is a fantastic martial artist and came and taught Kung Fu to my Taekwondo class tonight.
That was fun.
Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to review. First, I want a review of the show from Rick, from your guys' show. Was it last night or the night before?
That was Friday night.
Okay, that I didn't get to see, of course, because I had to babysit. But you know, you'll either see Rick or me at one of your shows, but not both of us unless we have Graham with us, like that first time. Actually, Graham's our baby's first show was a Triple Whip show.
And on TV too.
Yeah. So, all right. So, well, how did you like teaching my class?
Oh, it was great. It was really, really cool. Everybody seemed to be getting into it, and you had some outstanding kids in that class too.
I know.
Like, wow.
Yeah. Those kids are really amazing. Yeah. I was really surprised. I don't understand why you picked like the hardest part of the hardest form to teach. That was really cool, though.
Was it hard?
Yeah. Really? Well, you know what? When you teach stuff that where people have to turn around a lot and you're standing in front of them and they're like, huh? But they all really, I mean, it was great. It was a great test of people's ability, and it's such a cool part of it. I know you love that part of the form.
Yeah, and you know, I think it just highlights the whole circular concept and you know, just twisting and turning. That's what I want people to get out of whenever I've been telling people about, you know, Kung Fu and Chinese martial arts in general. It's like, you know, one of the big questions is, how does it differ from the other arts? And so I always go into the whole spiel about circles and circular movement.
Well, like you can do a little spiel if you want right now.
Well, I just did. So.
Okay, well, and where and when do you teach Kung Fu, and how can people start taking your lessons?
Well, they can go to my website, which is kfhh.com, kfhh.com. That stands for Kung Fu for Holistic Health. And yeah, we do our Kung Fu classes, you know, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 5:30 to 6:30, and 6:30 to 7:30. And I also do cardio Kung Fu, which is starting to get very popular now. For cardio Kung Fu, I even make my own music. In fact, I might solicit, like, some Rick and Rose samples.
It doesn't sound like this.
Yeah, well, we have the ongoing beat, but, you know, but the fun is what you put over the beat, you know, so.
And what's weird is you now look like the Tai Bo guy. You've shaved all the hair off of your body, right? You have no eyebrows.
Someone was suggesting that I start wearing, like, you know, really tight biker shorts. I'm not going to go there. So.
Now, do you, in order to take your classes, do you have to have had some martial arts experience?
No, in fact, it's kind of better if you don't. because
hey,
other
wait a minute.
Well, the thing is when you learn other arts, you learn another structure, and that other structure is ingrained in your body. So you have to unlearn that and then learn something new, whereas someone coming in fresh, they don't have to unlearn anything. So.
Yeah, I had I had a friend, I believe it was Mayor Sancy, who I probably will not call in tonight, but maybe he will, who knows, was there, and he had never done martial arts before. That was really interesting watching him move. And then another friend, Ian, looked fantastic, I thought. I don't know what martial arts he's done before, but I think he's done a lot of Japanese martial arts. So I thought it was really neat to see these people who I usually sit in class with all the time, you know, I used to sit in class before I was trying to graduate. These guys took that amazing class that I always talk about. Anyway, it was really neat to see people in, like, a different context, moving their bodies around. It was
definitely
cool.
You know what was a really cool context to see? It was really cool context to see Rick doing Tai Chi.
I'll bet, yeah.
That was awesome. Rick has a knack for it, and he needs to get back into it.
Yeah, well, you know what? In my copious free time, yeah, I will do that. Unfortunately, yeah, I don't have a life anymore. I'm not only now am I in school, but I'm also taking care of a kid, so.
Yeah, I definitely know.
What I need are private Tai Chi lessons. No, I don't think I can afford that, though.
Do you remember what you learned?
Maybe if I... Actually, no, I think my mind got erased once the child was born.
Hey, I just wrote about that in my blog.
Yeah.
Really, could either of you describe Tai Chi? Because maybe people don't know. People know what Kung Fu is because, you know, Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
But what is Tai Chi?
Tai Chi is a form of Kung Fu, actually. Usually when you say Tai Chi, what comes to most people's minds is kind of very, very slower movements done by, you know, elderly folk. And it's true, that is true, but the thing is Tai Chi can be done at any age by anybody. And in fact, I did Tai Chi at a very young age. And basically the concept is, you know, people say, well, how can you defend yourself with slow movements like that? The idea is you know, when you move slow, it calms your mind. Because if you think about it, if you try moving, just try moving your hand really, really, really slow. You have to concentrate, don't you? I mean, it's hard to move slow.
Okay, everybody do that right now.
Everybody try that.
put try your moving. Hand down
radio
by your waist.
That's right.
Put it down with your palm facing down.
Palm facing down, just very slow.
And I mean, move it up.
You have to really concentrate to do it. And so you build a lot of internal strength that way. Your mind starts clearing. You know, you start focusing more. And the thing is all these movements that we do in Tai Chi, they're all circular. They look very pretty, but they're actually used in self-defense. Now people are like, well, how can you use that? But if you think about martial arts from this angle, martial arts isn't all just kicking and punching for self-defense. A lot of it is throwing and joint locks. That's what Tai Chi does. Tai Chi does more kind of like the, you know, someone grabs you, all you have to do is turn your body like 90 degrees and they'll flip over, you know, that kind of stuff. But it's mostly about like cultivating your energy and doing very natural movements, breathing. You know, it's a great stress reducer, and it's really good for people who have bad knees. You know, I have several students who have, you know, really, really bad knees, and their doctors recommended Tai Chi for them to build strength in their quadriceps, so they take more pressure off their knees. So it's really, really good for that. Like just
Santan, you. How do you apply martial arts to performing rock music?
Keep the knees bent.
No. How does it help you? Does it help you at all?
Yeah, of course. just from a mental standpoint, there's a whole confidence thing. Like, I really do believe. I mean, the name of my organization is Kung Fu for Holistic Health. You know, it's the benefits come from so many different directions, including stage performance. I feel like, I don't know, like when you're on stage, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I've been, you know, and you guys have been performing longer than I have been, but I've been performing for quite some time. I don't know, every single time I get on stage, it's not like I don't get nervous. I think I do get nervous, but I channel that energy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it's just something that maybe martial arts has help me, you know, kind of, you know, channel that energy and move it around and you know, kind of make a efficient usage of you know, whatever type of, you know, flow is happening inside my body. So people ask me, oh, you've been performing so long, you must never get nervous. No, I do get nervous. It's that energy just gets used in a different way. I mean,
yeah, you know, I was just reading this book, Blink, which I've been reading for a while, but he's sort of talking about the way sort of professionals like basketball players or like policemen work in very high tension situations. When somebody gets nervous or worked up, you know, your adrenaline starts going up and your heart rate starts going up. But at some point, your brain starts shutting down and you sort of just operate on instinct. Like they always talk about how you should practice dialing 911 because when you're in some kind of panic mode, your brain completely shuts down and if you don't have the instinct to dial 911, people so often just dial 411 or they forget to hit, you know, on their cell phone, they forget to hit send and they think they're talking to somebody and they're not and things like that. Whereas like athletes and, police officers guys who've been in like soldiers, experienced soldiers, they sort of get up to this certain level of adrenaline, but then you sort of shut down in a way, but you get this very focused, and what sort of sets them apart from other people is that they've sort of worked with, they've been in that range a number of times, and they know how to sort of stay within. They don't go sort of beyond where it just sort of, everything just sort of falls apart, but it actually helps them focus. So I think that's probably part of what you're talking about, is sort of just getting yourself up to a certain level,
mm-hmm.
but not to the point where you're so freaked out that you can't do anything.
There are people IMing me now and asking me why we're talking about martial arts, and it's because I teach Taekwondo at the Urbana Park District, and I had Santanyu come in and teach Kung Fu today to my students. I was just so happy that he did that.
Hey, Rose, can we talk about how we got you into Kung Fu back way back when?
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, let's hear your story.
Okay, so, and my story... My story goes a little bit longer because Jimmy Myers is involved.
Jimmy Myers, sound guy extraordinaire.
Yes, yes, he is the premier sound guy in town. He's like all the other sound guys kind of worship this guy, and rightfully so.
He's fantastic. He's got a really amazing work ethic. As opposed to every other sound guy in the world who usually, well, maybe not every other sound guy, but a lot that we've encountered on the road will do everything in their power to get out of doing any kind of work. So anyway.
So Jimmy, he played bass in in one of my bands called Marvin Nash way back when, and we were going to record a song for this compilation by another radio station, and he said, well, let's record with Rick, and I said, okay. So we recorded with Rick, and before that, Jimmy was telling me about, we were talking about, you know, poster children and things like that, and he was saying, yeah, you know, Rose did Taekwondo. I was like, really? Get out of town. So just on a whim, I decided to write a letter to Rose saying, hey, Rose, I'm going to start teaching Kung Fu. You know, I heard you did stuff and,
Didn't we know each other before that, though?
No, not at all.
Maybe we didn't yet, because people were like, oh, there's this guy named Santanyo you should meet. And I was like, who's that? I kept hearing about you. Because, you know, as ubiquitous, is that a good word for describing what we were in
yeah,
the scene?
Definitely.
I mean, we were everywhere. We had a record label called, what was our record label called? I forgot.
12-inch
records. And we put out, you know, we paid to put out the first two Hum records and stuff. So
yeah.
We were in Love Cup, blah, blah, blah. So we were everywhere. But as much as we were everywhere, I had heard that you were everywhere and I didn't know you. Yet. But, yeah, I still have the letter that you sent me.
You still have that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I kept it.
So, yeah, I sent Rose the letter just on a whim, thinking, like, well, nothing's going to come, but I think it would just be funny, you know. And so then when we went to your guys' place to record our song Stateside, after we finished, or when we took a break, we went back upstairs and hung out with you, and you said, yeah, I got your letter, you know, and you're like, show me some kung fu. And so I demonstrated like a little wushu movement, you know, and
I was like, yeah, wushu.
Yeah.
The first form that you taught me was a mantis form.
Praying mantis form, yeah.
Yeah, that was so hard for me to understand, again, because of all the circles and stuff.
Right, right.
But I wouldn't, you know, so, all right.
So yeah,
we've left Rick out of the conversation.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We're
no,
just
no,
talking,
it's fine,
you know,
Rick.
You know what? Me and Santanyo could talk. Remember before I had a baby, we used to sit and we could talk about like martial arts for like 10 hours.
Oh yeah, that's true. So we shouldn't probably do that on the air.
So,
but Rick, I have something for you. I have a When Droids Attack CD for you that I keep giving you. Sorry.
That's okay.
Even though you don't do martial arts, you can still talk to Santanyo.
That's right.
And you went to see Santanyo's show yesterday,
right.
Which was, or 2 days ago.
Which was, you know, great, but they need another drummer again.
I know. Oh, man. We're going through poster children problems.
You know what? I mean, yeah,
well, you know, by the third drummer, we were looking outside of town.
Oh, were you?
Was that already the third drummer? No, fourth drummer.
Yeah, you know what? We're looking
inside town. No, fourth drummer was outside of town, and then he moved into town. But,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you know Chad Romanski wanted to be your drummer?
Like
our drummer?
Yeah.
Well, we probably wanted him to be our drummer, too. What happened?
Howie beat him to the chase.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I think, because I feel like we asked him, but maybe, well, that's weird.
I think he even kind of moved to Champaign in hopes of actually.
Oh, my God.
Did he try out? He didn't try out?
He didn't try out.
No, but I think he approached Rick at Mabel's, and he was drunk, and he thought he made a total fool of himself, and so it was too embarrassed to...
Boy, I don't remember that at all.
That's so dumb. That's, I mean, oh, God. Well, I mean, Howie FedExed us a package, and it said, I'm the real deal on it.
Wow.
And that sold us out.
And
he
was the only drummer who came to try out who didn't take his shirt off when he came.
There was
guy. He didn't have his shirt off as he was coming up the stairs.
There was one guy who came up the stairs and he had his shirt off already.
We were
that
just like,
bad.
Ah! No. I mean, but you know what? He didn't have a hairy chest. Isn't that like one of the rules of rock? You can't have a hairy chest and take off your shirt. And Howie would break that rule.
So often.
Are you looking at the...
There's another
we're
call.
We're going to party line it, okay? 244-1071. Somebody's already calling.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hello?
Is this the Lord and Master?
Yes.
Okay, Lord and Master, meet Santanyo.
Hi.
Santanyo.
Hi, Santanyo.
Hello, Lord Master.
Wait, there was something else I was going to say now.
Oh,
what
but if,
we just talking
if anybody
about?
Out there...
Oh, yeah, drummer. If you're a drummer, 244-1071, you can try out... We'll interview you on the air and decide if you're okay to even try out for
Triple Whip.
You want to do that?
We're willing. We're willing to jam with anyone.
Okay. Lord Master, can you play drums?
Huh? Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, I don't know how you would get with... Well, Santanyo, you want to ask him some questions?
How long have you been playing drums?
He's making it up.
That's a tell right there. That pause. That's a tell. That's called a tell, Lord and Master. If you're gonna make something up, you just have to spit it out. You just have to say anything.
Even though
we know how old you are, you could have said 15 years and it would have sounded believable.
All right, so start it again, Santan. You go ahead.
So, how long have you been playing drums?
3 years.
Okay.
That's good. That's good.
Why don't you ask him how old he is now?
No, age questions, because that would ruin it.
Well, the thing is, he can't get into any of the clubs that you're going to play.
I know.
Okay.
But who's your favorite drummer? Who do you idolize?
I don't know. I have no idea.
What do you think of Neil Peart?
I have no role models to emulate.
I am my favorite drummer.
You mean you don't worship Neil Peart?
No, not really.
Now, see, if you're me, you'd say, who's Neil Peart?
That's right.
But you're Lord and Master, and you have way more knowledge probably of rock music than I actually do.
I have mastered the Zen of Anger.
What?
The Zen of Anger?
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful. Wow, that's really beautiful. Think about how weird that is.
Yeah.
You can't, I mean, that's, you know, Zen pretty much is the opposite of anger.
Did you like my little song?
Yeah, I liked it.
What song?
Did you hear
it, Santanu?
Yeah.
That song was called Dub Dub Dub.
Who was singing it?
I have no idea. It was on I just found it. It was this thing on ebombsworld.com.
That's where I was for the Napoleon Dynamite thing.
I think you guys have got a lot of connections here. I think you got your new drummer sometime.
Yeah, I mean,
dun, dun, dun.
Even though you've only been playing for 3 years, Lord Master, you still might be able to you know, handle the triple whip drums. All right. Well, what are we going to do? We have to do commercials or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, we do. Okay. Very good, Rose. All That's right. very professional.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Man.
I'm like, no, I want to keep talking. And Santanu has a beautiful radio voice because he's... How many years did you do a radio show?
8 years.
Yeah, and I mean, do you want to do one again?
No, I'm pretty much done with the radio.
I should do a radio show.
Yeah, you should.
And Santanu...
It would be insane.
Yes, Rick?
I also want to know, you did another radio show for a short while, and you had a different name. What was your other name?
My other name for my commercial radio show
you're
that I did.
Can't believe you're asking him about this.
I love this name.
It was Sean Rockman. And I'll tell you why it is. Well, first of all, when I went to this commercial radio station, they're like, they're like, well, your name's a little too ethnic for us, you know. So they told me to adopt a stage name. So the Indian pronunciation of my first name is Shantanu, you know. And so I took the first part of that, Sean, and then Raman, you know, Rahman, you know, if you put a K in there, it's Rockman. So Sean Rockman.
Now you're reminding me that I wanted to interview you so badly about your travels to India. I mean, and that would be a mini series.
Yeah, I think. It would be.
I mean, is there any? We're gonna do commercials, but would you like to just summarize? Could you summarize it all?
Well, I can. I mean, in a nutshell, the biggest thing was, I mean, I went to India and basically dodged an arranged marriage.
Okay.
Narrowly.
All right. All right, we have to do commercials. I don't know, do you want to?
Somebody, I don't know who hung up, but I had to cut both of them off.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No. Okay. Commercials?
Yes, commercials.
All right. Sorry about that. Ugh.
Here we go.
Okay, I'll admit it. The staff at Thad's for Entertainment are movie freaks. That's a good thing. As the only video store in the heart of Campus Town, we could probably rent more videos by carrying 50 copies of each hit movie. Instead, Thad's for Entertainment carries fewer copies of the hits and fills the shelves with independent, foreign, and hard-to-find films tucked away in categories like Bollywood, Japanese anime, gay and lesbian films, and hundreds of documentaries. If you're looking for TV shows like The Office, Sex and the City, or Fawlty Towers, you can find them here too. In fact, Thad's for Entertainment still carries a ton of VHS videos too. When we have the TV off and the stereo on, you'll most likely hear independent music supplied by Parasol Records. Located in the Big Red Warehouse on Griggs Street near downtown Urbana, Parasol has been on the web for years, but now also welcomes walk-in customers. For cool films, that's Rentertainment at 6th and John on campus or on the web at Rentertainment.com. For cool music, Parasol Records on Griggs Street in Urbana and on the web at Parasol.com.
My dad can throw a baseball 100 million feet.
Yeah, well, my dad can throw a football 1,000 bazillion feet. That's twice as far.
So, my dad can hold his breath underwater for 5 minutes.
That's nothing. My dad can make a 360 two-handed backward slam dunk with his eyes closed.
Yeah,
Well, my dad, he can make quarters come out of his nose.
Big deal. My dad, he eat a whole jalapeno pepper in one bite.
Get out.
Yep.
That's impossible. He'd explode. Boom!
Kids who spend time with their fathers are less likely to get in trouble or fail in school. Be there for your kids. Give them someone to brag about. Remember, it takes a man to be a dad.
My dad can smash a soda can with his head.
No way!
I saw him do it.
Cool.
Then we took him to the hospital.
Call 1-800-790-DADS for more information.
Radio 0 WEGU 1071.
I think I cut off the very end of that public service announcement.
That was what my dad could smash a beer can against his head when he's drunk or something, right? And then we had to take him to the hospital.
That was funny. I like that. Public service announcement more than the very grim Michael Douglas one that we've had the past couple of times on the computer here.
The phones are ringing off the hook from people who wanted to talk to Santanu. You want to put the guy in, and then Mayor Cianci is calling in. So let's
talk to Nathan first.
Okay.
Hey, Nathan.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
You're on the air. Don't swear.
Okay.
Well, there's an echo. Cool.
Yeah, I'm cranking up the radio while I'm listening to the show.
Dude.
I'll turn it down a little bit.
You wanted to call in to talk to Santanu, but we cut him off, and now he can't get back on because...
because the lines are full again.
Actually, well, maybe he'll be able to call back. 244-1071.
Yeah,
so what did you have to say to him?
I just have to say that was one of the best Triple Whip shows I've seen ever, Friday night.
Oh, man.
That rocked.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Yeah, it was kind of a shame, though. Like, Josh is splitting from the band. I was kind of sad after the show, even though at the same time I was pumped up with joy because of how great the show was.
Are you a drummer?
I wish I am.
Yeah. When we see a band like Triple Whip and we find out that their drummer's leaving, we all wish we were drummers. I wish I was a drummer. I always wish I was a drummer.
Yeah, I could do some vocals and I could write some stuff. Like, I'm a writer for openingbands.com, but... somehow I just never really got around off my lazy bum to do anything.
Well, get off your lazy bum and do something.
Yeah, because, at the rate they're going right now, they're going to need another drummer in a year or two.
Yeah, actually.
Even if they find a new one.
Well, you're just pretending that they're like us. We always need a new drummer. So even if Triple Whip doesn't need a drummer, you should start practicing. Yeah,
if you practiced every day for the next year and a half,
Six hours a day,
you would be good enough to play in Triple Whip.
There you go.
Sweet.
You have to make the commitment.
Triple Whip's my favorite local band. Of course, Postal Children's like two or three on my list, of course.
Wait a minute. I don't like that.
Wait a minute.
Two or
who's
three?
Two?
What?
Who's two?
Postal Children's like number two or number three on the local bands list of the best local bands in the scene.
Okay, so who might beat us out besides Triple Whip?
Yeah.
I don't know. Memphis kind of a toss-up. Either that's like kind of a coin flipper. So.
All right, that's fine.
All right, fine
well, you're off. You're cut off.
Bummer.
Let's get Mayor Cianci in here. No,
thank
no,
but
you very
thank
much.
You for calling, Nathan.
Oh, no problem. You guys rock.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oops.
Did you cut off Mayor Cianci?
Mayor Cianci.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, Mayor Cianci.
Hi, how are you doing?
You're a kung fu master now.
Oh, so good.
Did you enjoy the kung fu lesson?
I like punching the little squishy block of foam.
All right.
With Ian, he but I was kind of scared when I came in because there was your team that was all dressed in white. I felt like Ralph Macchio, and then the other team was dressed head to toe in black.
It was really funny. And Ian was telling Matt that, well, Matt, here's your first martial arts lesson. The people who are wearing shoes are kung fu people. The people who are not are taekwondo people. And then you asked something. But, yeah, there were, like, about 20 people wearing white suits and three wearing black.
Yeah, it was like that scene in Karate Kid where they were chasing him and they had the skeleton suits on.
What was the name of that crew, the group of guys that were part of the Evil Dojon?
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Oh!
Black Dragon.
No! Oh man! You know what?
What is that weird noise? Do you hear a weird noise?
Somebody's calling. The lines are ringing like crazy. You want to answer that?
Can I say hello to someone quickly?
Yeah.
A shout out.
I can't give a shout out. Rick?
Give a shout out.
Yeah, sure.
All right. I'd like to give a shout out to BJ in Cambridge and Azon in Brooklyn.
All right.
That's it.
Didn't BJ call when we interviewed Ian MacKay?
He did. He was really excited.
He got to talk to Ian.
Yeah.
The other Ian.
Talked a little bit about Christmas festivities.
Actually, you know, we got to get an update from the Discord people on the Evens, because remember they were supposed to have a record done in February. I'm going to call them and ask them.
Oh, yeah, see if we can get a copy
of that.
Are
you going to answer that?
I don't know if it's still ringing.
Oh, okay. Because I think Mike from New Jersey
Oh, Mike from New Jersey.
And let's see. What else was I going to say to you?
That triple whip was awesome the other night.
Oh, yeah. You are
Mayor Sansi was there, too.
Yeah.
Oh, all they needed was lightning bolt on that bill, and
man, I
see with
so
Mayor
upset.
Sansi, the only show that's worth seeing is one with lightning bolt and
Promise
somebody else.
Finest.
You know, did you hear the show before ours? Alex's show who was the guy? The guy from the beauty shop was here, and they played three Six Finger Satellite songs.
Yeah,
and
were you listening?
He was talking about Providence. He was going, I don't know what's with. Okay. Cobra Kai's are the bad guys from Karate
Santanya.
Kid.
Yeah, okay.
Is that Santanya? It is Santanya.
The Cobra Kai's, okay. Yeah, I knew it had something to do with, like, a dragon or a snake or something.
Yeah, they were just evil. And then, like, tonight they were just evil because the other team gave away, like, Valentine's cookies. and Santanya's team was just about making you do twirly things in circles. Circles are coming up all the time now. In class, everyone's doing circles.
And there's chat circles and circles and I was thinking that maybe you were thinking about circles when see now you know how to move your body a little more in circles.
That's I know maybe I go to dance night at the high dive now and move in circles.
Fight night.
That would be
you
great.
Know what somebody's saying that you're not really Cianci because you're in jail. I don't hear any yelling. In fact, I'm not sure, but look at this name here, Rick. Are we being graded on this?
Oh man.
Oh, Rose.
Yes.
I took your Valentine advice and I sent that girl an email.
Oh, did you really? You know what? Rick said you shouldn't.
Oh man.
But you know what, Rick, if it wasn't for me, like basically jumping on Rick, he'd still be not having a girlfriend.
Well, Rick is lucky. He got the chick bass player.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm no Laura from Superchunk.
I love Laura from Superchunk.
Yes. You know what? She would wear lipstick. She would wear lipstick on the stage. If I wore lipstick on the stage, I'd look nicer too. Not as nice as her, but I'd still look pretty nice. I don't know.
If she wore lipstick on stage with lightning bolt, I'd be in heaven.
What did you write to this girl that you're stalking?
It's not stalking.
Right, okay. I know you're not stalking her. You're just in love with her.
You're just emailing a girl that you're in love with who you've only read her blog.
Isn't that romantic? That's so romantic.
Oh, my God. Blah, blah, blah.
Hey, Kevin, you should call in. he's critiquing us from afar.
Kevin?
I think so. I think that's
Kevin Hamilton?
I think so.
No last names, please.
I used to watch webcams with Kevin Hamilton. We used to watch elephant webcams, naked mole rat webcams, and rhino webcams.
Yeah, I wonder if this is him. I mean, either that or somebody's stolen his name.
He comes up on the caller ID at the radio station?
He's instant messaging me.
Oh, wow. Hi, Kevin.
Oh.
He says, hey, buddy.
All right.
Well, that's
okay, Mayor Sansi.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Mayor Sansi.
Right. Bye-bye, guys. Bye, Kevin.
Call us next week about your
we want an update on the chick.
The blog relationship.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. 244-1071. If you want a critique by a narrative media professor.
There's like a weird helicopter sound in my headphones. Can you hear that?
You know what? Do you remember our friend who had the cockroach in his ear? He woke up one morning and he had a cockroach in his ear.
Hey, you're on the air, don't swear. Oh, hold on. You're on the air, don't swear.
Hey, it's Mike from Jersey.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Not much. How you guys doing?
What did we used to ask that got the right? It was, what's going on in New Jersey, right?
Yeah, and absolutely nothing.
Right, okay. I got to remember that. I'm really stepping on your catchphrase.
Okay.
That's okay. I think the catchphrase is kind of... old and tired.
No, you got to keep going. You can't.
The the more you use it, the funnier it is.
You got to push through that barrier. That it'll be like a year before it's funny again, but then it'll get really funny again.
Hey, before I forget this, before we get into the choose your own adventure on the radio here, I just want to say thanks to Santanu for calling in and also for giving us a kung fu demonstration today earlier. And if you want to read about this poor guy, like, you know, narrowly escaping an arranged marriage, and it wasn't even arranged yet. There were women paraded in front of him. In fact, Mayor Cianci may want to call up Santanu's parents to get maybe get hooked up. But yeah, you should read on his webpage. Santanu, maybe if you're still listening, you can IM me your webpage. I think it's KFHH. Search for KFHH.
There's a link on triplewhip.com.
Go to triplewhip.com and Santanu is, triplewhip.com. Okay? Just like the band, because it is the band. All right.
And also, you can send Triple Whip pictures of you playing the drums.
And maybe they'll choose you to be a drummer. Okay, right. Let's hear it, Mike from Jersey.
I think I'm going to do that. I'll send him some pictures of me playing on the drums. I'm a horrible drummer, but
Man, somebody is asking for Glory of Love from the Karate Kid soundtrack. That would be so cool.
Rick's looking for it now. There's the 80s show here, so it's possible that's on the computer, but I don't know. But while I'm searching the computer archives here, do you want to do your choose your own adventure? What is this, episode 6?
Episode 6, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, no, what's your question, Rick?
No, I've
got this wire wrapped around my neck. I'm like going to hang myself.
You're like a little child. It's like the little child trying to hang tinsel on the tree, and they wind up just getting wrapped completely around.
Go, Mike.
Okay. All right. Here's the sixth part of the episode. If you remember from last week, the band had a big decision to make, if they should go on first and have a shorter set, or if they should stay and go on last on a Wednesday night. And you guys voted and chose, so here's your new adventure. The band had made up their mind, and now it was up to Matt to find Bob the promoter to tell him what they were going to do. As Matt was walking towards the other side of the bar, he was checking out how the stage was set up. The stage was moderately sized and would allow the band to rock out. The stage was located against the back wall along the right side of the club. Directly across from the stage was the bar, and all along the left side was a series of couches that a couple people started to occupy. The club was dimly lit with red lights sporadically placed along the ceiling, and the only other type of light was the soft white light by the registers so the bartenders can see what type of money people paid with. Matt thought that this was a good layout to have and was thinking that this would be a good place to play. Matt approached Bob, who was talking with a female bartender that looked barely old enough to be in the establishment, let alone work there. "Hey, Bob, I talked it over with the band, and we decided, and we made a decision about the lineup," said Matt. "What did you guys decide?" Bob inquired. "We put up a lot of posters advertising that the show would be on at 10, so I think it would be better for us to play last," Matt declared. Bob agreed and apologized for the confusion with the lineup. The night was starting to move along, and the club was starting to fill with people. 9:30 arrived soon enough, and Kate showed up along with her girlfriend Amy shortly thereafter. She made her way up to Fred and introduced her friend Amy. "Hello, Amy. It's nice to meet you," Fred said. "Yeah, I'm happy to finally meet you also. Kate told me a lot of good things about you, and I'm curious to see if they are all true," declared Amy. "Wow, I feel like I'm being put on the spot," Fred replied. "I don't think you have to worry too much about that," Kate swiftly said. At this time, Thomas, Kate's ex-boyfriend, joined the party. "Hello, Kate." "Hey, Fred. It is Fred, isn't it?" snapped Thomas. "Thomas, please just stop it," Kate spoke. "Stop what? We're just here to rock out," Thomas sarcastically said. "Fred, let me introduce you to some of my friends. This is Jay and this is Tony. They are really looking to rock out tonight, and I think they will be really upset if you don't give them that opportunity," Thomas said. At this point, Thomas pushed his way past Fred with two rather large individuals that were described as being a Jay and a Tony. "Don't worry about him," said Kate. "Yeah, he's pretty pathetic," added Amy. "I'm sure that will be fine. I have to get back with the band. I can't wait to talk with you later, Kate. And it was a real pleasure to meet you, Amy," Fred said. More and more friends of the band arrived, and the band started to get really excited about the turnout. Matt's brother Steve soon arrived with a couple of people from Angry Bitter Happy Records. This was turning out to be possibly a great show. Melissa was talking with Fred about how this club will be a great place to play because of the way the club pays the bands that play there. "How did they figure it out?" Fred asked. Well, the club takes the entry cost of the first 10 people that come to see the band, and the rest of the money that is collected at the door will go to the band. I did a rough count of the people that have come in so far, and it's about 60 people. The door cost is $5 a person, so we should make at least $250, which we could definitely use to get some better equipment, Melissa explained. By this time, the second band was just finishing their set, and the place was pretty packed. A couple of friends asked if they were going to go to play next. They began to tell people that they what was going on and that they were going to play last. People started to show signs of dissatisfaction. The people started yelling, the band started telling the band that they didn't know how long they would be able to stay because of the fact that they had to work early the next day. As the third band was playing their set, the room started to empty out. Exactly what was thought to happen started to happen. By the time they were ready to play their set, they were playing to a room of about 30 people as compared to a room of about 200 people that the previous three bands were privy to. Nevertheless, the band were determined to give those 30 people the best show that they could give. The band lunged into their first song with a veracity that would inspire many people to accomplish great things. They rocked harder than they ever did at practice, and they were enjoying themselves the whole time. When the first song ended, the band received I started to hear people shouting at them in between songs. Hey, you guys are horrible. My grandmother can play better than the dribble you were showing, shouted Thomas. Are you guys even in tune with each other, squawked Jay. Hey, their guitarist should just quit and do the only thing that I think she's qualified for.
Accepting
dollar bills to dance on a pole, Thomas yelled. It was during the next song that Melissa decided to take the matter into her own hands. She put on her most seductive look and began to blow kisses towards Thomas and his henchmen.
Yeah, I did that once. Okay, go on.
She curled her finger in a sexy come-hither style. Thomas was entranced by the attention that he was getting from Melissa and absent-mindedly approached the stage. Melissa went down with a look as if she was going to kiss Thomas. Right when she was about to kiss Thomas, she abruptly stood up and proceeded to kick Thomas straight in the head.
I didn't do that, though.
He immediately fell to the ground, and the bouncers quickly got Jay and Tony under control and proceeded to kick the three people out of the club. The crowd quickly erupted in applause. The rest of the set went without any problems. When the band was going to collect their money, they approached a pretty angry-looking promoter. Hey, Bob, I'm here to get our door money, asked Matt. Well, guys, I think you sounded great, but we have a problem. When your guitarist kicked that patron, she put us at risk of getting sued. Now, I'll happily pay you guys your door money, but you won't be allowed to play here anymore. Or we can call it even, and you guys will be welcome to play in about 3 months. You brought a lot of people tonight, and your take will be about $325 if you decide to take the door money. So that's where you, the listening audience of Radio Zero, comes in. And you have a choice of should the band take the money and be banned from playing at the Frisky Squirrel, or should they just call it even, you know, just have a great show and then be able to play in a couple months' time.
That's
all right.
You're building these paradoxes.
Yeah. Yes.
Mike from New Jersey.
And is this a good?
All right.
Oh man, that's happened twice now. It's,
every
time
that
happens, I have a heart attack.
All right. Well, 244-1071. You guys heard it. If you want to vote on that, that's on the posterchildren.com website under forums, right?
It's, yeah, in the yes. Radio Zero forum.
Forum. Okay. All right. Do you want to sing for this poor guy here? Look at the screen. It's just completely filled with instant messages.
You know what? I don't care about instant messages. I don't want to see instant messages. I want phone calls.
All right. Young hearts beat fast, driving down the road. Rubber, plastic, metal, glass. Why did you have to go? Young hearts die young while they're all alone, and there's no turning back now.
Hey, you're right. Oh!
Ow! Turn your radio down.
Yep.
Who is this?
Lord Master again.
Oh, no!
Lord Master.
I didn't get to finish what I had to say.
What did you have to say?
I know this is kind of old news. I recently read on Newgrounds.com literature section, great section. Anyway, that's a plug. I recently read that there was one guy who was expelled from school for supposedly being threatening, and threatening has quotation marks. Can't see it over the phone. Yeah.
Okay, like, what, he swore or something?
No, he didn't.
He just looked threatening.
Okay.
Conference call.
He was goth, right?
Oh, okay. All right. Somebody else is on the line? Hello? You're on the air?
Hey, it's Mike from Jersey again. I got cut off.
Oh, what's going on?
Not much. I hear the Lord Master.
Crap. Yeah, I cut him off when I put you on.
Oh, all right. Well, I wanted to know what the threatening was. All right, if anybody has anything to say about any of this at all, 244-1071, except I think the lines are packed now.
Yep.
Hey, you guys are what is it called? You're hogging the lines. We need to let other people call in.
Okay. Well,
and people are requesting the Karate Kid soundtrack, and you know what? It would be really great if we had that. Now do it. It's
cool.
But you know what? We'd have to buy it because I don't think they have it in the station.
Oh man.
You know, they really recently put those movies out on DVD. The collection.
You know what? I think that I start. Everybody, we had to write for our black belts. You know, we had to write a paper, and one of the questions was, why did you start doing martial arts? And everybody else, I'm sure, had a great answer, but mine was, I saw the movie The Karate Kid. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to write this because this is the truth. I saw the movie Karate Kid, and I was one of those kids who got beat up like Ralph Macchio all the time, and so I started taking taekwondo, right? Yes, yeah, in college. All right.
That's nice.
Thank you. Exciting.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. Did you want to play a? All right, 244-1071. If you haven't called yet today, you know this is your chance. You're 3 minutes.
This is the 100th episode of Radio Zero. I keep forgetting to announce that.
That's
100th episode in 5-6 years.
What music did we play on the first episode?
We didn't play music. Back then I edited the show. We would talk for a half an hour, an hour, and we'd edit it down to about 10 minutes.
You know what? And I should have had my dad call in, too, today about the Grammys. Oh. My dad was watching the Grammys.
That would have been great.
And he was...
Do you want to try to get him right now?
No. I think he's probably going to sleep.
I can't believe you didn't do that. Man.
Well, he didn't want to talk anyway. Oh, okay. But I talked to him earlier about the Grammys.
Why was
he said,
watching the Grammys? He's a musician.
Because, I know. Because the only reason he was watching it is because he heard that there was a
jazz
band,
combo?
No, there was a salsa band or something from Chicago on, and he wanted to see that, I guess. But he said, yeah, I don't know. You know, there's a bunch of people I don't know on here. You know anything about the U2 or something? And then I said, yeah. And he goes, they're horrible. And I was like, well, they have some good songs. He goes, well, this one wasn't it.
Hey, you're on the air. Don't swear.
Yeah, the Grammys tonight were just horrible. It's probably the worst Grammys I've seen in a long time.
And you know what? That's saying a lot. I think I watched the Grammys once, and it was completely unbearable.
Well, the whole thing was they were like celebrating Ray Charles, this whole collection of hits. And quite frankly, they're only doing that because he's
dead.
You know, he passed away.
He won a couple Grammys, didn't he?
I'm sure he won a couple. I'm not sure how many, but yeah, I'm sure he did. But it was just kind of to the point where... sympathy. So.
You know what? It's all the Grammys. It's all you pay to get your what is it called? It's all fixed.
It's like watching
actually,
a football oddly
game.
Enough, they're better than they were like 5 or 6 years ago. I mean, they used to be completely atrocious, and now they're only halfway there. I mean, before, yeah, it was totally based on commercial appeal, but then they started adding those like metal categories and alternative music categories.
You know, my dad said, "I'm watching the Grammys. It's all hillbilly music."
it really is though.
It's all hillbilly music.
They put all that stuff together, and then you know, like the bands that are working their hardest to get some pub, like Wilco, they get their name printed at the bottom, you know, for one Grammy, and who knows what kind of category it's in, you know.
Right.
The bands that really are working their hardest without the huge monetary backing, they get like their name printed at the bottom, and that's all they get. It's ridiculous. So.
That's, you know, well, you know what? It's a business. Everyone forgets that
the second word in music business is business.
Yeah, you're
yeah
right.
The first word in music business is
it's
business also.
Too. Yeah, actually. All right. Well, yeah. Thanks a
yeah,
lot
thanks
for that Grammy
yep.
review.
I got
no
some.
Problem.
This guy is just like totally. There's a guy IMing me with like just all the memories of Karate Kid. You know, he's saying "Focus, Daniel Son" and stuff, and you know, talking about Elizabeth Shue, you know, being hot and bumper carts and stuff, and you know, I miss that movie.
Rose made me watch what movie.
Was it The Karate Kid 2? You know
not
what?
Only The
you,
Karate
you
Kid
You talked
two.
In your blog about, and you complimented me. Thank
the
you.
Karate
I never make you, I never make you go.
The Karate Kid 3.
No, I didn't make you see that. I
oh, no.
went out to see
the
that
new,
myself.
The new Karate Kid.
No.
The one with the girl.
No.
I saw the
see,
movie.
I went out to see that myself,
no.
my friend.
You made me go with you.
No, I didn't.
I saw it.
You saw it in like a hotel room when
no.
we were on tour.
You
yes.
made me go see it.
I'll bet you $1,000.
Well, how are we going to tell? How will we know?
Well, who,
you know
who are you going to believe, you
out?
Or me?
I bet there's a Radio Zero about you forcing me to go see The Karate Kid.
I wouldn't have
the
done
new
that.
Karate
I went
Kid.
To see it myself. I was sitting in the theater feeling like an idiot.
And of
were
course,
there four Karate Kids?
Who's in the new Karate Kid?
Ralph Macchio.
No, I don't think he was in it. Oscar award-winning Hilary Swank was the new Karate Kid.
All right, so we need to have a Karate Kid trivia contest. This guy, you see this guy's IMing me?
What famous television show was, what's his name?
Pat Morita?
Pat Morita on before the Karate Kid.
Okay, call in. 244-1071. What TV show was Pat Morita in before he did The Karate Kid? And by the way, Pat Morita babysat for me.
What?
I think that's another thing my dad told me once.
When?
When I was little. I don't need a babysitter now. We'll have to get my dad to tell me that story,
he
too.
He was a comedian. Maybe. Was he from Chicago?
Hey, I don't see the answer. Pat Morita. No, I think we were in Los Angeles when it happened.
He was Al on Happy Days for the first season, and then
no,
they got that guy with the big nose.
Kevin, you're wrong. He was not on the Dukes of Hazzard. He was not Boss Hogg.
Boss Hogg.
That is so, like...
Okay, we got a call.
All right.
Hey, you're on the air. Don't swear. Hello?
Okay, Mike from New Jersey says he was also on MASH. Happy Days. Oh, see, now Santanu's got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Santanu. Well, after I told him.
What's the first TV show Pat Morita did after The Karate Kid? Anybody? 244-1071.
Okay, here's another show I actually saw.
Hey, don't change the subject.
Oh,
here.
No, but I actually saw the premiere episode of Mr. T and Tina, which was, I'm pretty sure it was Pat Morita's TV show, which was god-awful. I also saw
O'Hara.
Pink Lady and Jeff. I remember watching that.
Yeah, and did I force
I actually
you to
saw
see
some of the worst television programs ever made. Holmes and Yo-Yo, which was a show about a guy who had a robot partner for a police detective who had a robot
that.
Partner.
I remember that.
And the promotional photo for it, I always remember this, was the sort of the surly-looking detective, and then the robot detective had a like an outlet on his chest, and the other detective was plugging in a coffee pot into Yo-Yo's chest, the robot policeman.
Apparently, Pat Morita did a horrible movie with Jay Leno.
Oh, yeah, I can't.
IMDb,
yeah,
my friends. All right. Wow.
We're almost done here.
Yeah, yeah, actually.
We should be done, yes.
Yeah, we should be done. We
okay.
should be out of here. Thank you all so much for IMing and listening and calling and just being there.
This
have
is like
a
the end
wonderful,
of Romper Room.
Have a wonderful. I see Santanu. I see Kevin. I see Vince. I see Mike.
Of course, no
I see
women.
Anchor.
No women in the audience once again.
Well, I'm kind of listening.
Yeah, you're half
I don't
listening.
Count, though. I'm half a
you're
woman.
Half here. All right, we're done. Do you
that
want to say
the
goodbye?
That was 100th Radio Zero.
Let's hope the next
let's
100
hope
are much
be,
better.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.